In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court has upheld President Trump's travel ban. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion stating that the ban, quote, is squarely within the scope of presidential authority, which means that now visitors from several countries, many of them Muslim majority, will face heightened restrictions when trying to enter the United States. For more, we're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi there, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about the justification that the court used in its majority opinion. What language did they use in defending the ban?
Well, they talked about the statute, the Immigration and Nationality Act, which Chief Justice Roberts said exudes deference to the president, giving him broad latitude to control who comes into the country. And Roberts basically sidestepped the argument that critics had made of this travel ban, which was that it was a sort of thinly veiled cover for what the president had talked about during the campaign, which was a complete shutdown of Muslims entering the ban. This was often criticized by opponents of the ban as the president's Muslim ban. The Chief Justice wrote that the question for the court is not whether to condemn some of the anti-Muslim statements that the president had made during the course of the campaign and later in office, but how to weigh those statements when considering a otherwise neutral directive from the president that appeared to be within his authority. And so Roberts basically sidestepped the religious animus questions.
Interesting. Now, the dissent or this case really elicited a passionate defense. I'm actually seeing here that our colleague, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, just put out this tweet saying that without audio of today's announcement, there is no way to replicate Sotomayor's fury in a 20-minute dissent she read from the bench today regarding the travel ban decision.
That's right. There were actually two dissents, one by Justice Breyer and joined by Justice Kagan, which was relatively mild and basically said they ought to send this case back to the lower courts to really look at how it's being implemented and whether waivers are being granted, since the waivers are a key provision in the evolution of the travel ban. But then a scathing dissent from Justice Sotomayor, joined by Justice Ginsburg, in which Sotomayor said the court had failed to safeguard the fundamental principle of religious liberty in the United States. And she said that this was a policy, this travel ban was a policy openly advertised as a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, and that the court should have considered that even though the policy was now masquerading, she said, behind a facade of national security concerns.
Now, this is a major victory for the Trump administration. The president also sees it as that. He tweeted, quote, "Supreme Court upholds Trump travel ban. Wow," end quote. Could this decision have any impact given that this is a midterm election year?
Well, it'll probably energize both sides. Certainly the opponents will be energized to vote in more Democratic senators to be a check on future court nominees by this president. And Mitch McConnell also was chortling today. He, moments after this decision came out, his campaign tweeted a picture of him shaking hands with Neil Gorsuch, the fifth vote in the majority decision here. And, of course, it was the Senate Majority Leader's move in the waning days of the Obama administration to hold that vacancy open so that Trump could fill it. Trump did issue a more formal statement besides his tweet this morning, and the formal statements called this ruling a moment of profound vindication following months of hysterical commentary from the media and Democratic politicians who refuse to do what it takes to secure our border and our country. So it doesn't take a whole lot of thought to think that this will certainly embolden the president as he pursues his tough line crackdown on the southern border, which is also attracting a lot of opposition.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you very much.
You're welcome.